plastic.
You know some people are made of wood.
Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are up to no good. Ah, but baby, I'm for real.
Welcome back. Another edition outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here, and you are listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, if you're outside the FM range. And it goes in different directions. I drive around. I don't have the best reception, but we're out there trying to get bigger. What's so special about today? Last week was the first show. It's got to be that I've got an engineer and producer here named Jimmy K. Welcome to the show.
Pizza Box. It's good to see your crust.
Right. Right. I mean, we both look like we're ready for radio.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
Faces for radio, yeah.
I did trim off half of my goat beard, my neck hair and stuff. I'm going to get it all the way off, but for now, it's still winter. It just, like, I feel like part of the cause was met, so I can shave some of it off.
I take no shave November until April. It keeps you warm, you know?
Mine started last March.
Sure.
Once the shutdown came, I said, this is it, man. So anyway, what a week. And for those of you that didn't know it was coming, apparently some of the people in Washington and things, definitely 2021 started out with a riot. That was a riot at the Capitol. Just so everybody knows, we take calls, 844-967-2789. I don't think we can quite talk enough about this subject since, I mean, it wasn't so much that it happened. I expected that, but I didn't expect the security to not be there because, I mean, I've been to the rallies in Wisconsin, and here's what I, you know, my experience in rallies and taking over a Capitol building were the exact opposite. So, like, I'm the far left, right? Because that was the extreme right that we just saw, right? Marching down from Trump and all the other clowns' orders, and then the next day try to shift the blame and project, oh, this guy here, yeah, that one dude that, the one dude with the horns and the paint and everything. I've seen some pretty good memes, by the way.
My favorite one is of his head on the wall in Nancy Pelosi's office with Nancy sitting at her desk.
Well, I like the one where he says he has a settlement and he needs cash now.
That's good too, yeah.
And the other one, you know, I got to give a shout out to this person, maybe but not by name, but I'm stealing their memes. The one with, and it's not funny, but it kind of is, with the big gorilla throwing the barrels down on the wall, and it says Honky Kong.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, that's what I get kicked off Facebook for. I mean, they tried to kick me off for a cat in a hat meme that was shared by everybody. So
I think it's Donkey Kong.
Yeah, but it was Honky Kong.
Oh, I see. I missed
a bunch
that
of white guys climbing up the wall. Right. Okay, trying to take over the Capitol. Pretty brutal and really sad because, you know, we didn't lose any lives or, you know, attack any police officers. You know, we had some kind of hairy moments, and there's always a few people in the crowd that might not even really be from your crowd, as we found out, right, Scott Walker, outside agitators and troublemakers and things like that. The crowd I was in, we were watching out to make sure that we didn't have people that weren't of sound mind or part of the cause there trying to start trouble. So that was a huge difference that I saw right away. And then watching cops get out of the way so that protesters can smash through the glass to get into the congressional offices. And see, that's where that woman got shot. You know, the police officer that was killed, I wouldn't feel good about any police officer. And since I've had such interaction with the officers at our own state capitol, and not all of them were always good, but there's, you know, a common respect. When they see me coming, they walk away, you know. But they know that I was never there for any violence or anything like that. And
you're obviously drawing comparisons between Act 10, the protest for Act 10, versus the insurrection that right. happened in D.C. on Wednesday.
Exactly. The taking away the rights to collectively bargain and organize as workers, which right. I guess some people thought that was a good idea because, what, they've never had a job before? Or, yeah. or you know, All this words matter, and the truth matters, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
You know, on social media, you're right. There are a lot of people drawing contrast between Act 10 and what happened, the insurrection on Wednesday in Washington. The difference is, you know, Act 10, you guys were exercising your legal right, constitutional right to voice your opinion. In our house here in the state of Wisconsin, you weren't trying to overthrow the government.
And it was organized. I mean, and in a positive way. I mean, we had, you know, there was a hospital to the side. There was a place, because mind you, people, this involved families, whole families. It involved people of all professions. I mean, there were police officers that were involved in the 14-15 day stay at the Capitol, staying overnight. You know, we were organized and trying to figure out, now, how are we going to stand up for the people? So we got a caller. Who do we have on here?
Our good friend Mark from the SAC is here.
Ah, you know, Mark, I hear you on Tom Hartman. So that proves that you, one, have a lot of patience, and two, you have something worthwhile to say. Or, you know, Tom doesn't usually let everybody stay on for too long if they don't. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, but glad to call in. Now, is there, marching, the very first day, the whole Act 10 thing, that Scott Walker dropped the bomb on us, that it's funny that, like, a week before, we had a meeting at our agency, and Kathy Stepp was saying, oh, the governor's looking forward to working with the unions, and, there's all this, and you got nothing to worry about, and then, a week later, he drops Act 10 on us. But so my reaction was to go down to Walgreens get a piece of poster board and write on it, then they came for the union. Then they came for the unions. Because it's what fascists do. They come for everybody else, and they come for the unions. And marched that for around the square at lunchtime, for days. And then things got going. Within like I don't know how long it took for us to have a rally with 100,000 people there, but with no real damage. Oh God, we had blue painters. Somebody used some blue painters tape to put up some signs, I guess, inside the Capitol, and they were having a meltdown over that. The Republicans and then the sing along where they were actually, eventually led to the arrests of. There were overturned of a bunch of people and people got roughed up in some of those. I mean, they, for God's sakes, they dropped Will Williams on the steps, hauling him downstairs.
Not to mention they treated the brothers, Damon and CJ.
The only
two black men at the rally. They got roughed up pretty bad and taken out. Nobody got arrested like they did on that day. And that goes to show you this. That's the way the Republicans are. That's the way the orders are. That's the way our society is. The racism and inequality is so obvious, and all the little subcultures of inequality. Because I'm a privileged white guy, but I'm not privileged, if you know what I mean.
And so much of this, there was some organization through the internet. I mean, that's grown so much since the whole Act 10 thing. Look at the Solidarity Sing-Along Handbook that came from just a few songs where they're handing them out to whole songbooks of songs that were either some of them original, but some of them plays on using older songs with the lyrics changed a little bit. But it was peaceful, man. I mean, it was some of it was activist, but some of it was really calling on people to be peaceful. I mean, and this right here, I mean, there was no call for peace for the people that were rallying there on Wednesday. I mean, they were trying to get the people fired up, and Trump has been trying to get them fired up for a long time. As far back as 2016, he was saying, well, if this election, I don't win this election, it was stolen from me. Well, baloney, bunk. I mean, and for the Republicans, oh, voter fraud, well, then prove it. Bring forth your evidence and prove there was voter fraud. And there was no voter fraud. There was some, there needs to be changes done to probably the envelopes they hand out for absentee ballots to make sure that people can fill them out correctly without you know, getting confused about it. But I mean, that anything that happened there was just due to, you know, some confusion on the part of, you know, legitimate voters, you know, just not quite filling out the form correctly. And if you want to have early, you know, that we need to allow early voting, then fund the smaller communities so they can have voting machines readily available, so we can be feeding our votes into those machines rather than having to put them into the absentee ballot envelope for early voting. You say, well, that communities like Madison and the bigger communities like Madison, Milwaukee, other communities have full-time staff so they can, you know, have early voting. Well, then fund the local government so they can have the same thing.
Oh, no, Mark. By the way, thanks for the call. But no, the Republicans now on this COVID relief bill want to take more local authority away again, more local decision-making. I don't know if you saw that. And you mentioned Walker, and I, by the way, I knew most of those songs. The best ones were at Christmas. And Scott Walker was on Twitter this week. First of all, he misspelled his book in his tweet. It was intimated. And he said that he never heard us singing. Horton hears a who. Now, let me tell you something. There were two things that I know Scott Walker heard when he was at the Capitol at noon. One was the sing-along, and the other was the vuvuzela, which he got to know very well. And I don't know if you know this, Jimmy, but the windows where the governor's office is are just like thin panes, and there's not like a double. There's nothing there. So, I mean, we'll have to look up the video, and I'll show you what he was doing when I was blowing outside one day in his meeting.
So two things here, the singing, what was the second?
The vuvuzela.
Is that
that plastic horn that even my mom cursed me for taking up there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was trying to get people's attention, and it worked. I wasn't the only one. I was not the first either. But once I saw how much fun it was, I mean, I ruined my lips, by the way, because it takes a while for you to toughen up. You can't just blow a trumpet. And I got to be pretty good at it.
Okay.
Sound like a train coming through.
What, was there a particular song that you were tooting or?
No, but we did a lot of stuff where we had different octaves and stuff going on. I mean, I didn't know you could make more than three different notes on a vuvuzela just by changing your lips and stuff like that. So
interesting.
We don't have any callers again?
No callers right
cool.
now.
So yeah, you know, back to these protests, right? I don't know what everybody's, you know, this exodus of Republicans 13 days before Trump goes just because of this final act or one of his final acts, right? Just not right, man. We can't let them get away with it. I mean, the reason why we got this far was because they paved the road for this. They've been doing it for years. I still think Wisconsin, in fact, I know they were the experiment to destroy democracy. And if they could get away with it here, and they did. And this riot, I mean, it was well organized. I mean, social media, Trump sending emails. By the way, I didn't get any because for the last month, I was probably sending back a lot of messages. They got sick of getting back from me, so they just stopped sending me emails. I would have got these emails asking me to show up and defend the Constitution. Is it time for a break?
Yeah, let's go to break real quick.
All right.
Pizza Box, we'll be right back.
At 92.7 Delaware Radio.
Hey, some people.
Do you know the Devil's Advocate started as a podcast? Just two buddies talking into an iPad because we thought we had something to say. Do you have something to say? Let Devil Radio guide you. Launch your own broadcast quality podcast. Utilize our studios and staff, our hosting platform, and we will even promote your podcast on Devil Radio. Monthly packages start at just $295. Devil Radio's podcast platform to launch immediately after the election. Call today to learn more, 608-819-TALK.
Jimmy, crazy local music supporters have surrounded the studio. Take a look.
What do the signs say?
Support local music. Double dipping is a right. and I love the Jimmies.
What do they want?
Live local music, Jimmy. Catch Bank Sync Radio every Saturday evening for the best of local music from Wisconsin. And live music performed in the Devil's Lair. Go to MaxSyncRadio.com for the live music schedule. It's Max Sync Radio, Saturdays at 6 on Devil Radio 92.7.
Give them what they want, rocker.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Talk radio made for the 99% on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
And we're back outside the pizza box here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Ah, the wishing well. Well, I gave up on wishing a long time ago. It actually takes action, doesn't it, to change things? I think it does. You say we got L.A. Tom on the line? Bring him on.
There he is.
Hey, Mike, first off, congratulations on your show. Second, I want to support it. And second, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Our biggest issue lies, and I hope you really kind of attack this on your show, is you know, money and politics, Citizens United, Buckley versus Vallejo, First National Bank versus Bilotti. I hope that you hit on those points because that is the thread that is causing all the problems. The corporate media does not say anything about it because that's their advertising dollars, which is quite disgusting because that's the downfall of our democracy. I do believe that we the people are the government, and the only way we're going to get it back is by getting money out of politics and start listening to we the people, you know, full stop. And also there's a difference between a protest rally. I don't remember anyone at the Wisconsin Capitol climbing over walls to get into inside the Capitol. If I remember correctly, everyone, because I know I live in California, but I'm from Durand, Wisconsin, and I knew it. I said it way back then. I said that if they can do it in Wisconsin and take advantage of the people and the good people that I know of in Wisconsin, they can do it anywhere. So you're right. It was an experiment by the Koch brothers. It was an experiment by the billionaire class to see what they could do to divide and conquer, as Walker said, you know, right from the start. And this all started with Kloppenburg. That was the first election that was stolen in Wisconsin. And it just went on from there. So I just wanted to say, you know, we the people are what's going to stop this. And we have to do it peacefully, but we have to do it proactively.
Well, thanks, Tom. And I think you summed it up. So we're pretty much done here today. Oh, I'm just kidding. no, you're right on all of it. The money part, I still remember when the elections were publicly funded, where you could put a dollar in when you filled out your taxes. And I remember the shows, you know, point, counterpoint, where you had both sides and they each had a chance to say something and there wasn't any orange monster crawling around stage, you know, interrupting everybody. But, I mean, that's long gone. That's way, I mean, this didn't happen overnight.
What's crazy about it, Mike, is Trump actually used that. He actually was the one person, I think, early on that spoke out about money and politics in terms of saying, look, I've paid, I've bought all of these politicians. I've done this. So he actually, like, was lifting the veil on, you know, money in politics. And I know the Democratic Party, you know, we sit there and we say, I'm not accepting corporate money. But what we need to do is have an affirmative statement that says, we want to get money completely out of politics. We want to get lobbyists out of politics. We don't want to spend 80% of our day fundraising. We don't, I mean, I find these people more disgusting than the beggars on the street, all the emails that we get.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like, God, the beggar at least goes away once you give him a dollar and or $10 or buy him some food from the store. You don't see them showing up the next day with more handouts. They're the takers, the politicians. And the Democratic Party has to get it together because the Republican Party, their whole goal is to diminish the union, the labor unions, which was a big funding source. And then now they got into bed with Wall Street and, you know, these other real estate and, you know, people at banks and all of that because they didn't take it where they, you know, they got away from gas and oil. They weren't going to do gas and oil. That was the Republicans. It's almost like they split up the pie. So, like I said, just follow the money people and you'll find out exactly what's going on. But the Democrats need to come out. The Democratic Party needs to come out with an affirmative message that we're going to get money out of politics. Not, I don't take any corporate money. No, we, the Democratic Party, want to get all money out of politics. And you know what? We have a bill on the floor, H.R. 1, that was passed by the Congress, by the House of Representatives, that if we get into power, first thing we ought to do is pass that in the Senate through reconciliation. And that takes a big chunk right there of getting money out of politics.
Well, that's why Bernie, you know, was defeated by the Democratic Party because he wanted money out of politics. He didn't need to accept any outside donors. The people were funding it. You know, it was publicly funded. That's for sure. No, as far as the beggars, Jesus loved the beggars. So do I. I mean, anytime I've got something left over, I don't have a problem. Actually, most people don't even have to ask me if I can see people in need. If I got $5, I give it to them. New friend, too, after that. It's like, because they know they didn't have to ask me for anything, that I genuinely care about people. And that's what this whole show is about. It's about trying to uplift the people that nobody seems to care about. And they get lost in the shuffle all the time. And before COVID and before Trump, there were millions and millions of families suffering every day under a racist and unjust system. And that's what I'm here to change. But it is time for a break, yeah? And we will be back on Devil Radio 92.7. Come on, rockin'.